Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, Richard Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Ron Rivera is starting his press conference right now out at the park, as we call it. Let's go right there.
As usual as we can.
From a few weeks ago when you got to see the rookies, just them by themselves, now they're being mixed in with the other guys. What did you see from them yesterday, and what are you really looking for in these, you know, few practices?
Well, the biggest thing right now is that you see those guys assimilating to the way we do things, assimilating to the groups that they're in. You know, on the offensive side, you see those two offensive linemen we drafted early on. You see the running back that we drafted doing some really nice things, fitting very nicely into what we want. And then some of the undrafted free agent guys. On the defensive side, you know, the two corners, two defensive ends, they fit very nicely. They really do. And you know, we didn't have Quan at the rookie camp. You know, obviously he had a family issue he had to take care of. But he stepped in the other day very nicely. You see his athleticism and his ability to go out and make plays already. He's around the ball. So those guys have really kind of adjusted nicely. I can tell you this, too, on offense and defense, the coaches are not slowing down. They're picking up right where they left off with them, and part of it is they're forcing them to have to do the extra stuff, you know, to do some of the personal studying, to take some of the time to really get into what we're doing and diving into the homework. And it's their response has been outstanding so far, so we're pretty excited about what we're seeing.
What's it been like coaching along Coach Bieniemy, and what's he brought to the
operation? Well, it's been exciting. You know, yesterday was a really good day. You know, EB is a high energy, high impact guy. He doesn't pull any punches. He's very direct with the players, which has been good. And you guys will see it when you get out there today. You'll get an opportunity to see how things are. And you know, one thing that we talked about was just changing the way we do things. As I told you guys, you know, I gave him the opportunity to script a lot of things that we're doing. He handling all the scheduling. You know, I basically just laid the format out, given it to him, and he's put it all together. So that's why things are different. That's why we're not out on the field already, because these are some of the things that he wanted to change and wanted to work on. And, you know, Jack's been very flexible as well in working with him as far as those things are concerned, as has Nate. So it is different, and it's kind of getting us out of his comfort zone. I know he talked a lot about that during his press conference, about being uncomfortable, and I wanted to give him, you know, give him the opportunity to stick to what I told you guys, and that was he was going to be very involved in a lot of those things.
He's a pretty intense guy. You've got an intense side too. How do you manage?
I'm not the one I'm worried about. I'm worried about the defensive side. I mean, those guys are going to be as competitive as it gets, and we've got to manage and maintain. And that was the things we had a real good tempo yesterday. You know, the emphasis of working together and growing has been really good. You also notice that, you know, we're spending a lot of time, a lot of the individual skills that are all these positions are calling for. So. As opposed to working against each other as much. So that's a little different right now as well.
What have you seen out of Chris Rodriguez in the early going? I know it's kind of only one day of OTAs and rookie camp, but what have you seen out of him?
You see the first of all, you know, what he brings to the table, and that's his size. I mean, he's got good physical size. He moves well for a big guy. He's got good hands, a lot better than anticipated. You know, he is a stick his foot in the ground and make a one cut type back. But what you're seeing out there is you're seeing a young guy that's learning, growing, quickly because, again, as I said, we're not slowing down. You know, the coaches want to keep it going fast paced because they want them to learn and learn on the run. And what it does, it forces them also to get out, as I said, a little bit later in the day. And, you know, when they got some downtime to grab their books or their iPads and study a little bit more.
And have you had any conversations with Chase since, you know, the fifth-year option? And just generally, mentally, how's he doing in all that?
Well, just, you know, from what I've gotten in our text messages and conversations, just, hey, he gets it, he understands, and he's going to go out, and I really believe he's going to come in and give us everything he's got. I don't disagree with Jack's message that, you know, when I believe Julie Donaldson was interviewing him, and he came out and said, you know, this is about production-based business, and you have to produce. And if you want to look at a great example, that's what Duron did. You know, our intent is to keep our guys that produce for us. We want them to be around, want them to be part of what we're doing. And, you know, so that's pretty much just been the message. And I believe he's adapted to it very nicely, and he's working hard. You know, I'll be excited to see him when he has to be here. So, again, he's been on top of things.
In 2021, when Chase and Montez weren't here for the offseason workouts, it may have slowed, you know, some of the implementation of, you know, scheme or things like that. How do you avoid that happening, and what's your concern that could happen again?
I'm not as concerned just because these guys are a little bit older, a little bit more veteran. And, you know, when they get here, they'll just, you know, jump right in. You know, they did come for the first week. They did get a lot of the installation stuff originally that we're going to do. You know, defensively, I know this much. You know, we'll go through this installation process three times during this period, you know, from when we start phase one all the way till we get to the mini camp. And then we'll go through it again when we get to training camp. So a lot of it will be redundant at some point. But to get it all, you know, would have been nice. But again, this is voluntary. So where we are is, you know, is pretty much working with the guys that are here.
What have you seen from Sam on the field, getting in and out of the huddle, kind of being the guy at times on the field?
Well, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, that Coach Bieniemy stresses taking charge as the quarterback. It doesn't matter who the quarterback is. If something's wrong, he wants them to step back, get it set, and then get back into the huddle. You know, if little things at the line aren't right, hey, bring them back. We'll start again. And he wants them to go ahead and take leadership and control. And that's what you're seeing from all of them. Again, not just, you know, what he's demanding of Sam, but he's demanding the same thing from all four of them. So I think that's a really good thing.
You listen to Ron Rivera, his press conference at the second phase of OTAs.
Those two guys and Terry, what can that trio of receivers do with Bieniemy and with this offense?
Well, I think, you know, and I know he's talked about is we're talking about matchups. How do we create the matchups? How do we create the mismatches that we want to try and exploit? And that's one of the things that he's working on. And I just got done. I was sitting through their installation meeting this morning and listening to coach and what he was telling the guys about, you know, some of the stuff they're putting in. And it's really about trying to find the opportunity to exploit it. And that's probably the biggest thing. Do I think, you know, we have a chance for some big things? Yeah, I do. I really do. I do think because of the explosive nature in which those guys play with and what this offense is designed around.
And with this Armani news, I mean, how's Logan Thomas looking? I know there's confidence there. And then Cole Turner after his rookie season, what can
they
do?
Well, I'll tell you, the group as a whole, you know, does look good. And we've got some good young players that need to ascend now. You know, we had a nice trio of guys, a nice group of guys. Unfortunately, you know, like I said, it was a freak thing. And it was just crazy. It's very unfortunate. He's a heck of a young man. And, you know, but he'll be back.
We've seen across the league and here with Terry and John over the years that when guys are going into contract years, sometimes they skip out on the OTAs. Was there any indication with Chase and Montez that might be part of the situation?
No, not necessarily. You know, and again, it's voluntary.
With Charles Leno, you talked to Chase and Montez, kind of know the defense and everything, but with new coordinator, new quarterback, is that a different scenario with the tackle?
No, because Charles has been in the system, and I think that's probably part of why he's not here. He knows the system. He was in it in Chicago, and so a lot of stuff that they did the first week that he was here was pretty much the stuff that he's been involved with.
Thank you.
With the changes up front that you've made on the offensive line and elevating Travell Wharton to the O-line coach, what more are you hoping to see from this unit this season?
Just continued growth. I mean, you know, we've got some young guys that have been tagged to get some big opportunities. You know, we've right now got Sam at staying the guy at right guard. You know, and Sadiq is getting the opportunity at left guard to start off with Chris Paul right behind him. You know, I think, again, what it's done is it's kind of pushed some of these young guys into the forefront. But, you know, making the commitment that we did going out and getting a couple of guys right off the bat in free agency and then signing another one afterwards, then drafting a couple. You know, one of the things we want to do is we want to try and improve the depth, and I think we've done that as well. So just watch them continue to work together.
You talk about the changes Eric's made about taking leadership and getting out of your comfort zone. Can you tell the guys are receptive to it and kind of re-energized with a new voice there?
I believe so. I just believe it, you know, it's changed. It's just a little different. And, you know, one of the things basically that Eric's stressing on with his guys is, you know, they've got to learn to be comfortable when they're uncomfortable. And I think a big part of it is just kind of the way he's dumping the installations. I mean, they're coming one after the other. I mean, I was sitting through that and, you know, listening to it, and it was fast and it was high energy. And, you know, I was watching the guys and they got their eyes fixed up on the stage. And, you know, when it was time to write something down, you see them all with their heads all going out at the same time, and they're checking their notes and all that. So it's been a change.
Ron, I know you mentioned that you kind of just give the general plan and Eric has taken the lead in scheduling, and that when he did take on this assistant head coach title that you were going to figure out kind of what responsibilities to put on his plate. What has that process been like in terms of just figuring out, you know, what he can do in terms of also installing the offense?
Well, a big part of it is, you know, a lot of the game or the practice planning for OTAs, mini camp and training camp really is about the installation. So it's almost a natural fit for him. I did the same thing with Scott, gave him, you know, pretty much the guideline, and then he worked with in conjunction with Jack and getting it done. And you're seeing the same thing with Eric. Eric's got an installation plan. That installation plan is reflected in the way that he schedules every day in terms of practice and meetings and walkthroughs for training camp. So you see that now, and I've talked about training camp because that was the last thing I just gave him at the beginning of this week. Was I gave him, you know, I've already got training camp mapped out with an outline. Now he's just got to fill it in. And I think it's all part of, you know, the growth and giving him an idea as to what to expect and how to do things. You know, and every now and then I'll pop in, see how he's doing. He might have a question or two, or he'll go to the operations guy to Brian Porter and ask him, you know, about things. Because, again, you know, we have a time frame that we have to go through. We have a ramp up period that we have to go through. And he wanted to make sure he was in accordance with all those as well.
How much of that is because Eric hasn't been a head coach before and there's been a lot of attention on, you know, whether he can land a coaching job? Like, are you basically setting him up for the next stop, hopefully, or is this just what you guys needed?
Well, I think it's part of what this is about. I mean, I don't believe you give the assistant head coach title and it's gratuitous. I mean, when I was in Carolina and I gave it to Steve Wilkes, Steve did a lot of the stuff too as well. You know, and I've been holding it for a while, and here, and then when the opportunity, you know, to give it to Eric and again to make sure it's something that's not just gratuitous, it's not just a title, but it's a working title, and he's doing those things and he's get those responsibilities, and I think he relishes it. I mean, he's one of those guys that very few people are going to outwork, and he works very hard at what he's doing, and he's developing you know, his way of doing it, and again, I do that because, you know, when it comes time for the installation, the guy that knows what he wants more than anything else is the coordinator. And again, he's putting it together. He's working with Jack, so Jack can put his installation to match what's going on as well.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Cool. Thank you, guys. Thanks, Ron. See y'all outside.
All right. You just finished hearing Ron Rivera his press conference. The guys will be going on the field a little bit later today. We had already one non-contact injury. Amani Rogers with his Achilles.
That's brutal, B.
Yep,
that
is.
You hate to hear that for that kid.
You hate to hear it. I just, like, I will say this, Jay. Guys are doing so much running and so much lifting. I think the one thing that guys need to realize that keeps you in the league longer, and you hear all the golfers talk about this as well, is flexibility and stretching.
Yeah.
You know, and they, listen, freak accidents happen. But I think the flexibility, the stretching, and things of that nature – will prolong your career more than just lifting. I was a damn nut in the weight room. But you know what? I was always stretching. Every time you sub in the sideline, stretching, because I think that takes you a longer way.
It's I mean, certainly these guys get put through rigorous stretches before every practice, and I don't want to speak specifically to the.
It's not me talking about what they don't do. I'm just saying that is something you got to implement in the off season. You know, like these guys just got back to OTAs and things of that nature. Those 2-3 months that you're out, that's when you do all of that. And the one thing that people think, oh, off season, really football players don't really have off season. They are always working on something to get them to a point for when they come back for OTAs, when they get the mini camp, when they get the training camp. So that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I'm totally with you. I just think specific to Rodgers, I think there was a lot of excitement about what he could become for this team. And now you're looking at – you don't want to I'm not going to say the kid's out for the year, but it sure sounds like he's out for the year. I mean, a non-contact Achilles injury where they're not even – I believe, Ron, and I'm going to have to go back and listen to the audio, but I believe he said they're not even doing the MRI till next week.
Achilles injury, a tear, he's probably out for the season. That wouldn't be a stretch because Cam Akers is the only person I've seen come back 6-7 months.
Yeah, I think it's easiest to there's a fair assumption there, the way Ron spoke about it, that he's not coming back this season, or they're not expecting him to. And it sucks because he's a big, long, athletic tight end. We know that Chiefs offense likes to get multiple tight ends out on the field. They'll bunch them up. They'll try to clear space for a back to get open underneath that stuff. I mean, this is an undrafted guy that played quarterback, was converting to tight end last season, showed real promise. And these are just the stories that suck.
Mm-hmm. I think one thing that we have to be careful, I know that they use the tight ends a lot in Kansas City.
Yeah.
But there are players that play other positions on this roster that could be utilized in a lot of those same ways that they use Travis Kelce. And you can make those matchup advantages. And having a conversation earlier with Eric, just a quick one. Terry McLaurin is going to be utilized differently.
Totally.
You're going to see a lot more utilization of a Samuels and also a Dotson. You don't necessarily have to have that tight end per se when you have other guys that can do multiple things. You know, I've told you many times, I did not like how Scott just lined Terry up one spot all the time. And he still had that great production. But if you move him around some and have those guys interchanging, playing the same positions and different positions, I think you throw a defense completely off.
I think Pete asked him about, you know, the three wideouts and how there's real excitement for those guys, and there should be. I mean, those guys are talented, and you got a quarterback capable of making all the throws, and I think there's real reason for excitement there. I don't know, you know – something we're going to have to wait and see on this. I don't know what to make of Ron's comments specifically related to Charles Leno, Montez Sweat, and Chase Young. I do think one of the reasons I wanted to ask about Leno was I think it's important for everybody to understand and to clarify that he has played in a very similar system. When Matt Nagy left the Chiefs, he was the offense coordinator, got the top job with the Bears, became the head coach. That's when Bieniemy became the coordinator in Kansas City, was when Nagy left. So Nagy's system in Chicago that Leno was in for 3 or 4 years is the same system Bieniemy's implementing. It's all the Andy system. Yep. So I think it's important for fans to understand that. And I thought Ron was quite fair in his comments. I do wonder if we got a truthful answer. One thing I wanted to ask him, because, listen, everything with Chase gets magnified, and I'm aware of that, and I think we see that, right? And some of that is because you're the number two overall pick. You've shown immense talent. At other times, you have been unproductive. And I think there's, like, selective memory on some of this stuff of other guys that have missed OTAs. And recently here, you've had McLaurin miss OTAs, you've had John Allen miss OTAs, and that was going into contract years. Daron Payne sat out contact drills while he was going through a contract situation. Like, if that's the case, you can kind of say so and alleviate some of this stuff. And I wanted to ask Ron that. His response to me was interesting, but not necessarily important. Let's dive into that when we return right here on Beamish and Finley.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. The biggest news in the city this morning is, well, frankly, it's probably about the debt ceiling or something. The biggest news in the football world that we care about is about Armani Rogers, talented, big, athletic, young tight end prospect. Ron Rivera spoke this morning, revealed that Rogers suffered a non-contact Achilles injury yesterday. A bunch of the fans that got to watch practice yesterday have tweeted me saying it looked really bad, had to be helped off the field with a stretcher, all these sorts of things. I do think folks should I don't expect some sort of move to happen. They still have Logan Thomas, John Bates, Cole Turner. Logan Thomas got a big contract. Bates and Turner are draft picks, and Curtis Hodges showed flashes last year. The people that are like checking the free agent wires to see who's available, I wouldn't worry about that. I do think
they'll look for somebody to fill it. They'll wait for a body. I mean, like, just like Monty Rogers was a guy that you saw some promise in, it may be somebody else out there that you may see some promise in. Maybe another guy moving from tight end, I mean, quarterback to tight end, or a guy who's played tight end that didn't get a lot of hype that may be good enough. But you want to have some talented person in camp. You know, I agree with Ron. Like he said, you don't give a title to like an assistant head coach if you're not really expecting the guy to one day be there. Don't bring a guy into camp if he can't make your team.
Right. I don't think – all I'm saying is I don't think they have to do something today. They still have four guys at the
position. It's not a necessity to get it done today. But you want to have – like the one thing about this part of the season, it's about preserving the guys that you're going to be having there when the season starts. So you don't want too many guys getting too many reps. So somebody comes in, you know, they got 90 people that they can have. They can sign one more guy, and it may not be exactly they rushing to get it done today, but I think they'll try to fill that position.
Yeah, especially, I mean, if they've got 90 and now they're at 89, you know, I think you're right, B, like, especially considering now it's just one big cut at the end of camp. But to get through OTAs that are non-contact anyway, I don't think it's like a necessity to do immediately. I do want to get into Ron's answers on Chase and Montez, and I think kind of as expected, I think Ron said, yeah, we'd love to have everybody here, but it's voluntary and those guys are free to do what they want. I wasn't surprised by any of the answers. Were you?
I wasn't surprised by the answers, but I think it's at a point now when he said that the guys now know, they know stuff. They're veteran players. That's understandable. And I think Ron is, in a sense, like I'm thinking. Right now is not the big story. If they come back and they play well, we forget that they ever missed a day of OTAs or whatever. But if they don't come back and play well, then that's when it's a story. So at this point, I think he's basically like, look, well, what I heard about them changing up the way that they practice and how they approach things and that's more important than I think to me for now, because I want to know about the other 87 people that are here that are getting things done, because when the season starts, that's when you're going to judge them, you know, not today.
Right. I think that too. I think Landfill has this audio. I keep pointing out, there is a significant portion of the fan base that is quite upset that it all seems aimed at Chase, frankly. I don't even think it seems aimed at Montez, because people, I suppose, are happy with his production. I think we got to be realistic about Chase and try to remember it in the same vein as other players with contract situations that have not shown up. And it happens across the league. And maybe trying to be the voice of reason on this doesn't make sense, because people just want to be emotional, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. But I asked Ron what he thought that, you know, his two supposedly star defensive ends, his two supposed to be star pass rushers, both happen to be in contract years and aren't here for the voluntary portions.
We've seen across the league and here with Terry and John over the years that when guys are going into contract years, sometimes they skip out on the OTAs. Was there any indication with Chase and Montez that might be part of the situation?
No, not necessarily. You know, and again, it's voluntary.
What does not necessarily mean, B?
That's that he didn't. They didn't tell him I'm not coming because of this, that, or the other. They decided not to come, or. Like, we all know Chase liked to work out in other spots. Like, I believe totally, it's not a story until the season starts and he's not getting the job done. If he's getting the job done, no one is going to talk about it. You know, I think what Ron is learning now, Ron made the comment publicly about how Chase needed to mature, this, that, and the other. And that's a narrative that I think fans and media people alike go with. And I think the fans are the way that they are is because of what a lot of us in the media has done when it comes down to something about Chase. We take it, we make it bigger and blow it out of proportion. So the fans normally are influenced by what we say. Now I think Ron is understanding he could take, if he was disappointed in Chase, he could call him and talk to him about it.
He did say that they've exchanged text messages.
But I'm saying he doesn't have to always say everything to the media, because what he's finding out is this is not Carolina. Things get handled a different way here. And you got to be a little careful what you say. Like, he's always said he wants the players to handle things in-house. Well, if that's what you want the players to do, coach got to follow suit as well, don't you think? Or lead the way that way.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think I truly think the fans, what was our poll yesterday? It showed, I think we had like 3,000 votes, and it was about 17% said Chase and Montez not being here is a big deal. I think, and I included all three. I think I said Montez, Chase, and Leno.
Yeah.
17 said it was a big deal. About 50% said not great. And another 30% or so said not a big deal. Mm-hmm. I think those numbers are pretty accurate. I think if you want to be upset about it, you're entitled to that. I don't think it – like, I've got a dude on Twitter right now, Darren Painter. Thank you for listening to the show, Darren. Said the decision to not go get a tight end is about to bite our part-time GM. Like, I like Rodgers. He's a really intriguing prospect. This season is not going to hinge on Armani Rodgers going down in May.
Not at all.
It's just not.
You know, I think we get a lot of that. And I laugh at it. And you know what? It's not that I'm laughing because I don't respect a lot of people's opinion. But you get those type of people who just want to say the most outlandish things in the world. And it's just asinine to me. You know, Armani Rodgers going down. He wasn't the star tight end that we had last year. It's not like it's Travis Kelce going down. You just said it. There's three other guys on the roster that played, and they played more than he did. So ultimately, I think, you know, they can still find someone. But I really, really believe that just because Travis Kelce was used in the way he was, that right there is causing fans to think, oh, we got to have a tight end like that. No, we have three talented damn receivers. We have some receivers that weren't used properly. So we have a guy who could come in here and use those guys, and we could get the same effect from a different position. So I think people got to get that Travis Kelce out of your head because not a tight end on this roster, all of them put together, will amount to what Travis Kelce is right now.
For we want the best for Rodgers. Hope it's a complete full recovery, and maybe he's back by November. Who knows what's going to happen there. But for the folks that think the offense is cooked because Armani Rodgers apparently suffered a serious Achilles injury, just a brief reminder that he had five catches last season and two carries and accounted for 90 yards from scrimmage. He did have a nice touchdown run I think it was on a reverse. I'm not trying to downplay his athleticism or who he is as a prospect, but I don't think it is cause for great concern. I think you can make this argument, B, and I think there are plenty that wouldn't. The biggest news out of this camp at this point is not Chase stopped being here. It's that they already lost a kid that they at least liked to be on their roster.
Yeah.
I mean, that's actual news. I mean, Chase is going to be on the roster. And there are folks that want to scream about the stuff with Chase is that they wasted the number two draft pick. I think there's a lot of people that feel that way now. I think it's magnified by the fact that two quarterbacks went after that. But you got to try to remember
that. They got to get over the quarterback thing at this point. I mean, we got to move past Haskins,
right?
Yeah, we got to move past that. And I think that's the problem. You know, people, we got to stop giving it to just what some fans want to always make into a big deal. That ship has sailed, people. The dude was a rookie of the year in his first year. He got hurt his second year after starting very slow. He was rehabbing all of last year for the most part till he came back. And now he's back here today. We'll see what he can get done. If he goes from this point on and play, have a great career, we forget about it. But to keep thinking that we're going to keep trying to put Herbert on this team, you know, we're fooling ourselves. I want people to believe. Let's check out something. Just because if we would have drafted Herbert, are we sure we would have been? He'll be like he is right now? Because sometimes where you go makes a difference on who you become. We've seen a lot of guys come out and come here, and they don't reach their full potential. Then they leave here and go somewhere else and reach their full potential. And vice versa, different ways. So what's the guarantee that Herbert would be who he is right now?
We've seen a lot of come. We've seen a lot of go. I remember watching the Chargers last year, or maybe it was even 2 years ago, on Monday Night Football. And my wife Lauren was like, oh, what? She was like, could the Redskins have had that guy? And I was like, yeah. She's like, he probably wouldn't have been that good if he was here. And like, let's hope
and you know what?
That changes over
it sounds
time. But
weird.
I think that's a realistic.
It sounds a little weird. But if you really look at the way we have developed, have we developed like other teams do? And this is not a try to knock. This is just being factual. And we got a lot of fans that like to always say, oh, we should have had, let's be real. Is it a guarantee that that person would accomplish what the hell he can or what he has right so far? I don't think we can say yes. Hadn't been proven to us.
Ron referenced a couple things that I thought were actually far more important than the stuff that's going to generate all the excitement. He talked about a Jack Del Rio interview with Julie Donaldson that I think was pretty telling in a lot of ways. I want to play some of that audio. Jarrett Bell is a national NFL writer for USA Today. He's going to join the program at 11. Do not go anywhere.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
6-7, the fan. Commanders back on the field. OTAs, phase two. They're actually getting some real work in.
All right.
Helmets are on, running routes. People are fired up. There's, you know what I did today, Brian?
What did you do, JP?
I helped the FedEx. I helped the Commanders park parking people. I pulled in before.
You help them. How did you help them?
I'm going to tell you. Why don't you tell me the name of the movie you want to see? I'm going to tell you right now. So you know how everybody parks on the grass?
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes people pull up too close to the building. And so I pulled in where I kind of know to pull in, like how close up you can get. And I kind of come in just at an angle. And my man that was running the parking lot was like, JP, can you do me a favor? Straighten that out so it blocks people from going down that little hill part. And I said, no problem. I'm here to help. So that's what I did, Brian.
Wow.
Out here directing traffic.
That is great, man. You just followed directions.
You're welcome.
Something that you need to learn how to do more often.
I don't know. So a lot going on here at OTAs. Unfortunately, it looks like they've already lost young tight end Armani Rogers. Sounds like for the season, a non-contact Achilles injury. Generally sounds bad. But we'll see. You never know. I think they're going to have an MRI next week. Usually you have to wait on MRIs till the swelling goes down. So if you're wondering why there's a delay there, it's a medical thing.
Yeah.
And then the absence of Montez Sweat, Chase Young, Charles Leno is a topic. I also think Andrew Norwell isn't here, which it's bizarre. It sure sounds like they're going to release Norwell. The way Ron talked about the left guard position is a battle between Sadiq Charles and Chris Paul, with Charles getting the first action. So I'm not sure what will happen with that. I also haven't confirmed that, so maybe he's here and we just haven't seen him or something. But that sure said, when Ron talked about the position battle for left guard between Charles and Paul at the Arizona owners meetings, he went in depth about how excited he was for that, and mm-hmm. then didn't mention at all Norwell. And I had to remind him. I was like, "Hey, what about Norwell?" He's like, "Oh yeah, he's here." So I don't really expect Norwell to be a big part of this thing. I did want to, though. Julie Donaldson had a sit-down with Jack Del Rio, the team's defensive coordinator. And I thought Jack's comments about Chase Young specifically were telling, and I think helpful. So let's hear from Julie's interview.
You mentioned Montez, also Chase Young, elected not to pick up the fifth-year option for him. What do you need to see from him for him to get that pocketbook added to?
Same thing. Just got to produce. It's a production business. For Chase, coming off the major injury, making it back late last year, not really fully himself. So, hopefully he's able to find that peace of mind where he can really let it rip and give us his very best.
What do you think, B?
I mean, he spoke facts. It is a production business, but, I can take it a step farther. It's a production business for not only players, for coaches too. So, yes. And then they when they didn't do it, we thought, you and I both thought they should have. But you can understand their positioning and their point, And I think at this point now, they've already made their move. This is not checkers. This is chess. So if Chase wanted to come in and win at the end, he better go out there and do what he needs to do. But I really believe that there are going to be things that are going to happen along the way. And I think some things may require a lot of discussion and a lot of attention. But most of it is going to be stuff that don't require a lot of attention. And I think this team is going through such an overhaul right now. And I'm not even talking about the sale of the team. I'm talking about the actual way that they're running things. The crispness they're trying to run the offense with. Having a little bit more intensity going on, so which means the defense is going to be bringing more intensity too, which I believe overall is going to make this a better team. That's way more important to me than to constantly make a story or a different topic every day about Chase.
Ron mentioned that, actually. He was asked about, we understand that Bieniemy is going to be way more aggressive in his coaching and in his maybe demeanor on the field. And what do you think that'll do to the offense?
You say he's high energy and very direct.
But Ron said, I'm more curious what it does for our defense because those guys are competitive and they're going to have to respond.
Yes.
And I think you can see that turn up the intensity. I'm curious if we even see it today, frankly. Here's one thing I caution because there's going to be a ton of videos and excitement. I think as much as I'm advocating a dose of common sense surrounding the OTA absences, but I'm also – so last night, Zach Selby does a good job as – he's a senior writer, I think, for the team. And because he works for the team, he was able to be here yesterday and file some, OTA observations. He documented Howell only had 4 incompletions in 11 on 11, and 3 of those were drops. I think I would also exercise caution with the excitement from OTAs with a young quarterback where there's no pass rush and no hitting. I like Howell a lot. I think he's got a big arm. I think he can play. But
What would be a big story to me? If they were to write a story and say he didn't have any completion, that's what I'll care about. All the other stuff is like progress, and we're working in the right direction. But none of it means he's arrived yet. But if he goes out there and he don't get a damn completion all day, that would be a hell of a story. I'd be upset about that and wondering. But if he goes out and he completes with no pass rush, he goes 14-14, I'd be like, cool, I look at it just like that. But if he goes 0-14, then I'll have my eyes going, what the hell is going on here?
Like, here's to your point, B, to quote the great Chris Rock, let's not brag about what we're supposed to do.
There you go.
You're supposed to look really good in OTAs, man.
Hell yeah.
Like, you show up for your senior prom photos and you look ugly, you're just ugly. Like, you're supposed to look good in OTAs. That doesn't mean everybody does.
Ugly, JP. God. Hey, but this is what I'm looking forward to. And you and I have had a lot of conversations about how practice was with Andy. And I said that I could have played longer under that, the way he had us practicing. But I was thinking that just because we didn't have on pads. But I told you, we were running, dude. It was like a track meet from start to finish.
Yeah.
And I think what happens is they pick up the intensity. They began to get in better shape. And on top of it, the fact that they take care of each other, you don't hit each other out there when you don't have the pads on a lot. You're going to be more cautious. It gives you great body control. When you're going full speed and not running into each other in practice, but you're getting a lot of good work, you're really helping and benefiting your football team. So, you know, I went to some practices over the last 2-3 years, and I was like, dude, this what y'all? Because I would hear certain media people would write, "Oh, how intense practice was." So that made me want to go see it. Then I get out there, and I'm like, "Well, the day must not be intense practice then, because it wasn't intense whatsoever." Just having that pickup is going to change their approach, because you know, watching this team early in games and early in the season, they play slower than the other football team.
I think that's going to change up this year.
Yeah.
Got to hit the ground running, and you're installing a new offense, so it's going to be more difficult. People got to keep that in mind. When we come back, USA Today, Jarrett Bell will join the program.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.